Hey, you want that to go?
We begin with that earthquake in Chile last Saturday, 8.8 magnitude. On some level, in some sense, it shook the entire planet. We've been reporting on the details of the recovery and rescue effort inside Chile, the people closest to the tragedy and the closest to the coast where the tsunami was. But we've been also trying to get a handle on this notion of out of nowhere, a disaster, a natural event like this changes everything. And for that perspective, we go to Piorina Benvenuto, who's a Chilean architect visiting friends in Chicago. She was in Chicago, presumably wondering about her own home when the earthquake hit last Saturday. Piorina, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Now, I'm interested in your perspective, both as an architect and also as somebody who is really helpless but safe in Chicago. What's been going through your mind the last few days?
Well, it's been hard since Saturday. Well, since 3 in the morning when my dad called here to tell there was an earthquake there, which is like the big one we were expecting for a long time. So it's been hard, but I've been lucky, so I've been able to talk to most of my family there. I know they're okay, but it's kind of weird to be missing the big one.
Well, I can barely imagine. I mean, you know, we've talked a lot about architecture on this program, imagining the earthquake resistance. But for someone whose home is in the balance, what goes through your mind?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I was there in the 1985 earthquake, and I saw most of my neighborhood go to the ground, basically, when I was a kid. So when they say earthquake, you don't know what you are expecting, you know? You know, maybe your house is standing, but maybe there's going to come an aftershock and it's going to fall. So,
and do you know the condition of your home?
Well, yesterday there were some structural specialists going to visit, so they say it will keep standing. So now I'm trying to make a project to fix it. Why I'm here, because I actually cannot go back. There's no flights back from here yet.
And so you're really helpless to the kinds of things like, listen to this. Here's a jackhammer in the town of Concepcion where authorities are already making decisions about buildings that are presumably abandoned. Are you worried that your home may be destroyed or demolished because of a decision far, far away from you?
No, it's not. No, I already talked to some architects and some engineers, and there's ways to fix it. I mean, they don't know why it's still standing, because it's like 100 years old.
Wow.
In downtown Santiago. But I've been lucky, as I said, and everyone is fine.
And your family is fine. Well, we're certainly grateful for that. Anything about your home when you heard it was an 8.8 magnitude quake that you said to yourself, uh-oh, that's going to be bad, or I'm glad I have that in my house. I'm sure I'll be safe.
It was full of uh-ohs.
A lot of uh-ohs, I'm sure.
Yes.
Well, we certainly hope you make it back to Chile as soon as possible. And when you get there, your family and friends can have a reunion in your home, presuming it's still standing. Piorina Benvenuto, a Chilean architect visiting friends in Chicago when the earthquake hit. We'll see you at O'Hare Airport there, Piorina.
Okay, thank you very much for all your thoughts and all the information you're giving everyone here.
Our pleasure.
Let's turn now to sports with Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Ibrahim, spring training just started. Are we talking about steroids already? Really? The real baseball season hasn't begun. When are we going to leave steroids behind?
Last year there was a cloud over baseball because there was allegations and actually admissions of some of the stars of baseball, including Alex Rodriguez of the Yankees, that he had actually used steroids in previous years. Now that cloud has sort of descended again, and federal investigators are investigating a Canadian doctor. His name is Tony Galea, and he was arrested on drug charges in October, and he's at the center of this new steroid scandal because he allegedly transported drugs, HGH, human growth hormone, across
his assistant
country lines.
Was captured at the border with these drugs on him, allegedly.
Correct.
And this doctor was treating some nationally known athletes?
He was treating some of the Tiger Woods is one of them. He's treating Carlos Beltran of the Mets, Jose Reyes. He has a therapy called plasma therapy. It's like this blood spinning where they take blood out and they put it in a centrifuge and they inject it back into the injured area. It's a very controversial procedure. And athletes, there's like a lot of mystique around him and this therapy, and athletes like this guy, apparently. So they've been going to him to sort of get this therapy and get his support for their injuries.
So they have questioned the Mets shortstop, Jose Reyes, and what did he have to say?
Jose Reyes and Carlos Beltran said that they had never been approached by him to use human growth hormone. And I think the key thing here is that these are allegations, and all the athletes involved in these conversations with federal officials have nothing to hide, presumably up front, and they've all basically been very upfront about what their communication was with Galea, what treatments they underwent with him. And in the case of Jose Reyes, his controversial procedure didn't really work out. He wasn't really on the field much last year anyway.
Well, I don't want to offend the whole nation by turning this into a Yankees discussion, but is the air cleared at all by the apparently squeaky clean championship of the Teixeira, the Derek Jeter, New York Yankees at all as spring training gets
underway? It definitely brings that cloud again over the Yankees and again over Alex Rodriguez. He has yet to finally meet with the federal officials to go through what his contact was and what he knew about Tony Galea. And so I think that until then, yes, that cloud has descended over. We thought it had cleared. We thought the weather had cleared from the steroid scandal. And then the Mark McGwire thing popped up again last year. Then the clouds went away. But now the clouds are back. And I would say the Yankees themselves have distanced themselves from this doctor and Alex Rodriguez meeting with him, just to be clear.
Takeaway sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. We have kind of a happier story that we're kind of focusing and asking listeners about. Ibrahim, did you have a teacher that made a difference for you?
Her name is now Miss Jacobus, but she, at the time, she was my English teacher, and she made us diagram sentences for a year.
That stuck with you, diagramming sentences?
I don't remember anything else but diagramming sentences.
That was
and
a positive
she was
impact.
Great because she got you to do that, or?
Yes, she was brilliant. She was brilliant. I mean, she was the best teacher, one of the best teachers I've ever had.
Let us know who your favorite teacher was that had the biggest impact on you at 8778MYTAKE or at our website, thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.